what do you say to the mules or the horses to make them go left and right? And what do you say to the horse to make him go on?
Oh, well, tell him to get up, or, you know, kind of rough word.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to stop him when backing
him
up into?
Tell him whoa, or back up, something like that.
Okay. How do you call hogs to feed them?
Well, you hoop at them. Kind of whoop, pee. Ooh, pig. They come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that how do you call the sheep then?
Well, now.
Get them in from the pasture?
That's about to stick.
Oh, you haven't had any experience with sheep?
No, I haven't had any experience with sheep.
Okay. And your chickens when you're feeding them?
Call them chickens, and they'd all come running.
If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to.
Catch them out, and rub them, or curl them down, harness them up.
And when you're plowing, what do you call the things that you guide the mules with?
Your plow line.
And suppose you're riding a horse, what do you guide him with?
Well, you guide him with, we call it buggy lines or wagon lines.
What do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback?
You put them in the stirrup. We have always rode on a saddle, and the saddle had stirrups to put your feet in there.
When you plow with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
Well, that's the right-hand animal, a mule, a horse.
And if something is not right near at hand, you say that it is just a little blank over.
Yeah.
If it's not right here, you want to get it over there. You say that it's just a little.
If the plow wasn't just right, or
anything. Say, for instance, you wanted that picture over there, and it's not close to you. You say that it's just a little.
Bad to the left, get it, or something like that.
All right. If you have been traveling and haven't finished your journey, you might say that you had a blank before dark. See, you're on the journey and you're traveling, but you haven't really finished. But you might say, "Oh, I've got a before dark.
I've got to hurry up,"
all
or
right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hurry on.
And if something is very common, and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find that just about
anywhere.
Okay. And if a man failed on the ice and fell this way, you would say that he fell
to the left. And the other way would be to the
right. He's falling.
Be backward.
All right. Yeah, that way. That's what I meant. And if he fell this way,
we say face forward.
All right. And did you ever catch any fish? Did you catch any fish? And you would say no.
No. I haven't caught it.
Alright. The schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, that's fussing at him, why is she blaming me?
I'm not guilty. I'm not the one.
Alright. Someone apologizes for breaking your rake, and you say, oh, that's alright. I didn't like it.
Well, I'd say I didn't mind it.
Okay. Hmm. A crying child might say, he was eating candy, and he didn't give me
any.
Now, that boy's spoiled. When he grows up, you might say he'll have his trouble.
Well, he'll be hard to manage.
If you have a good yield, you say, we raised a
have a good bill. Well,
a good yield.
Big account.
No, I'm talking about your